Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Now, we do, Ellie, talk about on this show a lot how big our Albanian population, and we do have the largest Albanian population of listeners that listen to our show. We're very lucky and we're very passionate as well, as you would know.
I do. I hear about it a lot.
And as you would also know, is in a couple of weeks, I am off for holidays. We're going over to Albania, to Kosovo, my country of birth in particular, and going to go to the Sunny Hill Festival, which I'm very excited about. And the man that makes it all happen has been very kind enough to join us on the phone now. Dugi Lipa, thank you very much for the time.
Hi, Josiah. Hi, Erin. Nice to meet you, and thank you so much for the invitation.
Now, anytime. Now, this festival sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about it. Who's going to be performing? Why should us Australians get over there to see it?
Well, I mean, this is our second time around that we are organizing the festival as a three-day festival. And on the first edition, we had Dua Lipa, we had Action Bronson, we had Martin Garrix, we had Ezra Lewis, we had Bondex, we had Grace Carter, Coltrane, Gushy, and a lot of, and more artists that I don't want to go over the full lineup now. And second year round, we have Miley Cyrus, we have Gushy headlining this year, and we have Calvin Harris.
Oof.
It's not too shabby.
It's crazy. For people that don't know, like Kosovo, we're a very new country. The average age in the country, 50%, is under the age of 25. It's so to have people,
exactly,
to have people like Miley Cyrus and Calvin Harris coming back to Kosovo is crazy.
You're right, actually. Until Sunny Hill Festival, not many things have happened in Kosovo. Because of quite a few reasons, because there was a war going on 20 years ago, and there was a transition phase, political kind of thing, and not many people were thinking about the culture and what really young people want. So luckily, we had a chance, and we had some very good network of friends that we started to talk about getting this festival off the ground, and with help not just the performers and the artists, but from their management and record labels and tour and booking agents and everybody else that's around the artists, you know, help us make this thing happen.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it is crazy that these big name artists are coming to Pristina in Kosovo, but yeah, it is true and it's happening.
What exactly do you say to these artists to get them to come? Because I imagine starting up a festival from scratch is, you know, pretty difficult, because you can't say, oh, you know, this is what we did last time. And so last year, how did you get those big artists to commit to it?
Well, there is just one element that makes my work a little bit easier. Dua Lipa is my daughter. And,
right.
Aha.
So, yeah. There you go.
So and I work closely with Dua's management, and now we have a big network of our friends around Dua, and friends around our network, and everything else that goes with the music industry. So I have a chance basically to sit down with them and explain where Kosovo is and what's going on, and why we are doing the festival. And they are, everybody that we sit down and talk to them, they are more than happy to come and help us out.
Did mention Dua Lipa is your daughter. I've had the absolute pleasure of meeting her and interviewing her in real life before as well. The fact that, can I ask, what's it like to be the father of one of the biggest pop stars in the entire world right now?
I don't know. I think we try to stay quite, with our feet on the ground, and go about our daily business, and then there are a lot of things that needs to be done around the around Dua and then around her career. So basically, we live in a little microcosmos, and we don't really get affected by being the father of one of the biggest pop stars in the planet. We just go along. That's it.
Awesome.
It must be pretty life-changing. At what age did you know that she was going to be such a superstar? Did you know from the age of three that she was going to be successful, or when did it kind of hit you?
I don't know. I mean, as a parent, I don't think that any of the parents, you know, to think of their children like, oh yeah, 3 year old kid, oh, she's gonna be a superstar. I don't think that happens. But when it happens, then you sort of go back and you think in retrospect and just, you know, and then tell, like, oh yeah, you know, she used to sing musical. Do you know Annie the musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to sing that by heart, every character, when she was 6. And
wow.
Then you think, like, maybe that was a sign. She was always very much into, she always wanted to entertain. She was very energetic always, so yeah.
I remember when she came to Sydney a few years ago before she really blew up, and she performed in a room full of about maybe 100 people. Every single one of those were Albanians cheering her on, and you could just tell that she was going to be a superstar. She just had the right attitude and a bit of gangster about her as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was a room full of Albanians, but yeah, it's good to hear that we have so many great countries that helped our people when we were in need, and that goes without saying, a big thank you that we try always to make every Albanian proud, and every country that hosted Albanian people during the war to make them proud and say, like, we done well that hosted these people and then created a new home for them. So we, at the moment, what we're trying to do with the festival, apart from saying thank you to everybody and introducing them to Kosovo and the Kosovan youth, we are trying to help improving the image of Kosovo itself, helping and lobbying to different agencies and embassies and things like that for the visa liberalization. I don't know if you know this, but Kosovan youth, they cannot travel anywhere.
Mm.
They need visas for everything. So
really?
It's quite hard on them, you know. Well, Josiah is going to be here this year, and then probably a lot of Australians do travel from there during the summer holidays in here. And the youth and the young people of Kosovo, they are very pro-European, they are very pro-Western. And, you know, you can take our audience from Sunny Hill Festival and put them in New York or Paris or Amsterdam, and you wouldn't know the difference. But unfortunately, they are stuck in here. And what we can do, instead of them going to Europe and having a great experience of seeing a big festival, this is what we do. We bring a big festival to Kosovo.
And this is why it's going to be so special for me as well, because, like you said, my cousin who lives in Paia, my family, they've never left before, and I'm bringing my cousin with me to Sunny Hill Festival, and he is so excited because you hear about Calvin Harris, you hear about Miley Cyrus, Medusa, Gash, you hear about all these people, you know, Dua Lipa yourself, and all of a sudden it's on their doorstep. They get to see it right there when they can't leave.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite remarkable for all the newspapers saying, like, oh, this is not happening, come on. Is this real? You know, but it makes me very happy that I'm in a position to help my country and help Kosovan youth or Albanian youth to come and see a festival of this kind of magnitude. And hopefully we are going to be able to attract a lot of people from neighboring countries as well and show them that you know, the Kosovo is a country of love and good music and good party and great hospitality. We do welcome everybody from US and Australia and UK and the rest of mainland Europe and then our neighboring countries as well, from Macedonia and Albania and Montenegro and Serbia, and whoever wants to join, they are more than welcome to come and enjoy the festival.
And we do encourage all people that are listening right now, not just Albanians, no matter who you are, it's an incredible festival lineup. Get over there August 2nd, 3rd, 4th. It's in Pristina, sunnyhillfestival.com for tickets. Make sure you check it out. But a lot of people don't know that that you were quite the singer yourself, Doogie. You were a rock star back in the day, my father tells me.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Ah.
You were. No, I know you were. I've seen the videos.
We had the two albums released once upon a time. We still do play occasionally when we really want to. And it's just once you get up on that stage, then it's very hard to get off it. You know, it doesn't matter how old you get. So yeah, we still do play a little bit. We have a very nice fan base still, and but it's more in a history now than it's happening every day. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, now you've got a superstar daughter, so you can watch her.
she grew up with me playing and her being in the backstage. Now we have reversed the roles. Now she plays and I'm in the backstage. Yeah.
Well. Good. She's going to be there enjoying the festival as well. Any chance, and I don't know if you can say or not, but Calvin Harris is performing. I know she's not there to sing, but any chance she might get up and do her song with Calvin Harris? Because my goodness, it'll go crazy if she does.
Are you sure that you can keep it secret?
No, never. I'm a radio star.
Maybe. I mean, Dwayne's going to be here. We have a foundation that we use for charity in Kosovo, and last year we donated 100,000 euros for different NGOs and charities in Kosovo. This year we are donating 150,000, and Dua and me, we are going to be in Pristina from 31st of July until 5th. So Dua is going to be here.
Beautiful.
Miley is going to be here. Gushy is going to be here. Calvin is going to be here. There's a big tune that you are and then Calvin play together. So who knows? Josiah, you might be in for a good surprise. I don't know. Let's wait and see.
You know what? I'll have a good time regardless, Doogie.
Well, Doogie Leeper, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you so much for finding time to chat to me and say hello to everybody in there. And make your way to Pristina, Kosovo.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.